Hey there, this is Kathy York. Something a little different this time, a writing assignment for you. But hang on, I think you'll like it as I bring you Moms, Small Moves, Lots of Love. When you're finished, you'll have a different kind of Mother's Day card mapped out, or something for another special person in your life. I first offered this post in May 2018, and things have changed a bit since then. My trailblazing mother, that I will tell you about, died last June, and no, it wasn't COVID-19. But this article still makes its point as I challenge you to the writing assignment I mentioned. Since Mother's Day in the U.S. is the second Sunday in May, this is my first year with no need for a card. But several years ago, it was a different story. Come with me on a little adventure. Now, sometimes the strangest things remind us of our parents' sacrifice for the family. We miss it until we are all grown up, as Bruce Willis says in the movie Armageddon. I love that line. Now, here's a case in point. The husband and I were watching the MASH episode where Charles is asked to invest in Klinger's next big thing, toy ideas. Unfortunately for both, Charles turned down the hula hoop and the frisbee, no matter how much we yelled at the TV. Well, earlier that week, I had bemoaned the fact that after all these years, Mother's Day and Father's Day cards had become a yawn fest. I needed a non-boring, different kind of Mother's Day card. And after watching MASH, I mused about children inventing the Frisbee long before somebody made money with it. Part of my story wrapped around the sacrifice it took on my mom's part to keep our neighborhood supplied with free Frisbees, although we didn't know what they were called at that time. In the eyes of the world, it was a small move on her part, but to me, it was huge in the lots of love department. Well, after hearing my tale, which I'll share with you in a moment, the husband immediately pitched in with, "There's your different Mother's Day card." It's one way Barbara put the family first, even though she was a, quote, working mom. Tell her what it meant to you. He was right. I bet you have a story too, even if it's about a favorite aunt or uncle who stepped up when you needed a confidant. Okay, now we get to your assignment. Why not write a special note to tuck inside a card or create a tribute to hang on the wall? Mom or Aunt Margie, Grandma, Grandpa won't mind if it's not perfect. They will be thrilled you put it in writing. Here's my account. It may help you with ideas for your own tribute. My mom was the pariah of our neighborhood in the 1960s. Her crimes, and yes, that's plural, crimes. She was, thankfully, divorced from my father, married to my stepdad, yay, and working outside the home. By the time Daddy came into the picture, I was 4 years old, and Mother had a career. So, pretty much, our family was the weird one, and no one could figure out why my last name was different from my parents. Oh, how times have changed. Well, my mom, an engineer brain-wise, though her boss would not admit it, had a job that came with a security clearance. Now, once I understood what that meant, I knew she was doing something important. No wonder she never talked about work. She and the guys in her department divided the coffee chores, but Barbara got the toughest job, in my humble opinion. She purchased and delivered all the supplies. Among other inconveniences, this meant going to the grocery on her own time and buying those huge cans of coffee, plus the big creamers and sugar. If you've ever worked for the government, you know the rest. On delivery day, she had to lug the whole kit and caboodle across an acre of parking lot, no matter the weather, and walk another acre inside the building. All this while wearing high heels and dress clothes, of course. Always one to remember what it was like being a kid, my mom brought home the plastic lids from the old coffee cans. She knew I would soon be outside playing with my friends, and we would sail those puppies back and forth for hours on end. See? Small move on her part, but lots of love for me. By the way, note to the next generation players, the free pseudo-frisbees don't make it over the house. They contentedly park on the roof. Those lids were twice the size of the regulars, and we looked forward to them. We needed the endless supply because we were not allowed on the roof. Years later, when the official Frisbee appeared, Mother said, "If we had had the money to manufacture them, we would be millionaires." My mom was always bringing fun stuff home from work. These were items everyone else throws away, but kids love. She rescued worn-out office supplies, such as empty typewriter ribbon spools. Remember those, anybody? Those treasured coffee can lids, and sometimes, the most coveted, a cocktail umbrella from someone's drink at an office celebration. Yep, small moves, lots of love. Although she was underappreciated, denied timely advancement, and constantly derided by the boss from hell, those are my words, not hers, Mother stayed on the job until retirement. After I grew up and realized how difficult it was for working women in those years, I asked her why she put up with it and discovered it was all about me. She matter-of-factly told me it was a good government job, and that meant a steady income and schedule, no working on the weekends, and when you were out of school, I was off work. Now, I was stunned. She endured a bad situation all those years for me, and as I think back, I see it. This was a huge move and the biggest dose of love. See why I needed a different kind of Mother's Day card? My mother, along with my grandmother, many other, quote, working females in the 1960s, stuck it out and helped blaze a trail for today's career women. Although there are many layers I won't explore here, the movie Hidden Figures reminds me of the sacrifice. Barbara finally made it. It was a decades-long climb with good supervisors in later years who worked to right several wrongs. They promoted my mother as quickly as possible, ensuring she retired at the same level as the boss from hell. Her last business card lists her as Manager, Provisioning, Logistic Engineering Support Branch. I'm proud of my trailblazing mom to this day, and when I originally posted this article, I joined my readers in the assignment, which was write a special note to tuck inside a card or create a tribute to hang on the wall. And guess what? Mother still had that note when she died. Well, it's your turn. Please select one of these discussion topics or bring your own and join in the conversation. Tell us about an idea for a special tribute to a loved one. Do you have one? Who in your life needs a special card the most, and why is that? Have you received a special gift made by someone you love? Let's all learn from each other. Please share this post and subscribe so you won't miss my tech or text training nuggets, and I promise no inbox stuffing or sharing your information in any way. Thanks for stopping by. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. Let's talk about your next tech or text project, or take a quick 15 minutes to tackle an issue you're having right now. No invoice. And I do have a button here for you to click so you can contact me. I hope to hear from you soon. Talk with you later. Bye.